Gee, they've come out now. The water cleansing, the last day. Everyone's in a rush, aren't they, James? To
ripping in,
get their text. But we put that out there, and this will be it. So do it, go for it. Text 0457736736. Mick says Warner needs the AFL to announce the second round to take the focus off him. Yes, the first round announced during the World Cup.
Yep,
round of 16. Yep, good point.
That bloody David Warner, he is so rich and successful that it makes me upset. Stop buying all the nice homes in Maroubra, says Dunny. Tabman, he's gone a little bit more simple. Tabman, he says, I hate David Warner. Thanks, Tabman.
I don't. I like him. I like Dave Warner. Daisy says, Vording, Vossi and Missile couldn't pass up an opportunity to hate on Warner. He used his position as vice-captain to pressure a junior team member, all because he couldn't handle the sledging from South Africa crowd in De Kock. There you go. People, that's Daisy. She's had her last word, so Daisy now can put the cue in the rack. That's it. Done and dusted. 26 and a half after eight, or coming up to that. We have KFC Supercoach BBL back at supercoach.com.au, and it is now close. I mean, now you really need to have your team locked in, because we're all about to get underway, and then it goes, and it'll be every day and every night. KFC BBL Supercoach expert Dan Batten's been good enough to spare some time this morning. G'day, Dan.
Good to be here, guys. Yeah, 5 days away. So, yeah, got to get your teams in real quick. And, yeah, plenty of tinkering to be done.
Well, tell us about some of the new signings that our listeners should be aware of.
Well, the big one is Jimmy Neesham, obviously, a New Zealand international. Played over 200 T20s all over the world and has an international strike rate with a bat of over 150. So, he goes at a good clip. He'll be replacement for one of the Pakistani signings from the BBL draft that is actually at the they're playing in their test match, obviously, in England. He's been selected for that. So Jimmy Neesham comes in as a replacement for him. He'll be at a pretty decent price, I think, a batter and a bowler as well. So and will be available. I think he's there for the first half of the season. So I think he's one to watch and one to keep on your radar for your starting team.
Dan, the Thunder have multiple games to start off in round one and two. Who should we be picking up from the Thunder?
So, yeah, there's a few names. Obviously, as you said, they've got two games in round one and two games in round two. So, I guess that one of the big keys to KFC Supercoach BBL is picking players who play twice in a round, the best way to maximise your points. And guys like Daniel Sams, Alex Hales, Riley Rousseau, we saw Hales and Rousseau star at the T20 World Cup recently in Australia. So Rousseau hit a ton against Bangladesh in one of those matches, and Hales was one of the leading run scorers. So they're at a fairly decent price as well. So I'll take a look at them. The one is a little bit of a late bowler, a late signing for the Thunder in Fazal Haq Taruqi, a quick from Afghanistan, has a really good Yorker, a really skinny sort of bowler. He's 105,000. He's another one to consider, I think, at a little bit of a cheaper range for the Thunder.
Of course, the secret of BBL Supercoach of all sports is always finding those must-have cheapies. Can you remind us of some of the cheapies, Dan, that we should be looking at?
Yeah, the thing is that with KFC Supercoach, it's a little bit different to AFL and NRL, where you sort of need them to prop up your side. This year, there isn't as many around and available, unfortunately, but there is a few that scream as just must-haves. But with Marcus Stoinis, I'm sure that the Tims who've been on him previous weeks that have brought him up, 83,000. It's an absolute bargain. Obviously, we saw what he did at the World Cup, and he's a world-class player as a short-form cricketer. So he is just absolute value, considering he also plays twice in the first round as well. And then you've got Aaron Hardy, I think, is one to watch. Mitch Marsh out for the entire tournament for the Perth Scorchers. Aaron Hardy, an all-rounder there for the Scorchers, can whack it with a bat and take wickets for the ball. I think he'll have an enhanced role probably up the order this year. He has the bye first up, but I think he's one to stash away on your bench. And, of course, Tim David, the Singapore slogger, 89,000, just hits a big ball, can consistently go over 200 strike rate.
All right, Dan, as you say, we are days away now, inside a week. KFC Supercoach BBL back at supercoach.com.au. We wish all our listeners the very best of luck. As I said, it's fun, but it's stressful. You lose some sleep. But that's how it goes. And thank you for your assistance today. Some last-minute notes.
Thanks, guys.
Good man, Dan Batten. Time to play Australia's best fantasy cricket game. It is KFC Supercoach BBL. Head to supercoach.com.au. Makes the listening and the watching all the better when you have involvement through your fantasy team as well. This is Breakfast with Vossie and the Missile on 1170 SEN AM in Sydney. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.